Episode 4, Top Hat, White Tie and Tails. Mid-June, Caroline and Duncan are in Caroline's office. They're with Clayton, the news editor.
How are Kai and Ollie's presentation skills coming on?
Good. They've been working with the camera and we did some voice work with them.
They need to come across as confident.
Yes, but don't they need to know what they're talking about as well?
Not really. They just need to stick to the script in front of them.
I'm a tad nervous.
No need to be. Each story is only 3 minutes, some just 60 seconds. They don't go deep.
And they need to emit the right amount of compassion. Very on trend these days.
Never knew they went out of fashion.
How are their wardrobes, Duncan?
I think we're in for a surprise.
Let's hope for a good one.
They're doing fittings at the moment, so we can see later.
Well, that's not my department.
Evidently.
I stick with the news stories.
We need to represent everyone, you know.
Maybe we need a diversity and inclusion advisor.
A what?
Diversity and inclusion, to check that we have appropriate language.
Oh, God. Give me patience, really?
I do think Duncan's right, Clayton. We don't want to be sued for our unconscientious bias.
Unconscious bias.
So do all the stories need to pass through a woke filter?
Duncan, can you find the appropriately qualified person?
Will do.
And Clayton, just write the stories however you want. We just need someone to check that we're not going to land a lawsuit.
I think that is very wise, Caroline.
And I think it's complete bullshit, huh? But hey, I'm just the editor. What the hell do I know?
Good, now that everyone's on the same page.
In another room at the Rise and Shine Studios, Dina is with Kai and Olivia. The women are trying on a variety of dresses and looking at themselves in a full-length mirror.
Okay, just need to pin this one up, and there we are.
Oh my God.
You're absolutely slaying that outfit, Kai.
Oh, they make you feel so glamorous.
And it's so cool. Wonder what Caroline will say.
Knowing her, she's either going to love it or hate it.
Well, I love, love, love it.
Now it's your turn, Olivia.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, I've chosen a different vibe, more floaty, kind of Ginger Rogers. It works for your build and personality.
Oh, wow.
Girl, you look knockout.
Yeah, it's perfect. So elegant. You two are going to have people glued to their screens.
We do need to make it about the stories. Don't want to be too distracting.
Sweetheart, you know you can look good and relate the news.
Okay, you've got a point.
Oh, goodness. Kai and Olivia.
What do you think, Duncan? Do we get your thumbs up?
You both look, well, amazing.
Well, it is all thanks to Ballantyne, after talking to him about his retro art deco-inspired home section.
Did you run this by Caroline?
No, I thought I'd surprise her.
Caroline doesn't like surprises.
You're right, Duncan. I don't.
Oh, hello, Caroline. We didn't see you there. So, what do you think?
Dina, what have you spent from your budget?
And not as much as you would think, Caroline.
And what would that be?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I have hit all the charity shops, especially the ones that specialise in vintage. I even did a trip down to Hastings.
We have a problem, then.
We do. I mean, if you really don't like it, I can do a more conventional wardrobe.
No, Dina, the issue is what happens when you run out of vintage clothes.
Excuse me, Caroline. Does that mean you do or don't like the way we look?
It's risky. It could come across as gimmicky, even tacky.
But it is not tacky.
Dina wanted to create something special. She's worked day and night to make these up.
However, it's neither. You both look sensational. I'm most impressed, and that is very rare these days.
So you like it?
I do. My concern is, how do you keep up the supply?
Oh, that's not a problem. I'm sure we can turn them around in a week.
And we can recycle the clothes, can't we?
Yeah, of course. They're already recycled, so a few more times won't hurt.
Well, that's good. You have it organised.
Well done, Dina. I can only imagine this will be a much imitated look.
Another possible marketing concept. Duncan, we need to speak to marketing.
We'll arrange immediately.
We need to do a press release today. We need this in Hello, the Daily Mail.
The style section in the Times?
Naturally. Maybe we could pull in Vogue. Call the editor, he owes me a favour.
I'm on it, Caroline. Excellent work, Dina, Ollie and Kai.
Later the same day, Emerald is sitting by herself in front of a burning candle, meditating. She's dressed in a stunning green dress. She opens her eyes and stretches. At this moment, Ballantyne walks in and looks at her, a little puzzled.
Hello, are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm grand, thanks. I've just been tuning in.
Tuning in?
To my guides.
Not sure who they are.
Spirit guides on the other side. They're sort of like mentors.
That must be helpful.
It is. Sometimes I get my ascended master, but he's not always there. I trust whoever turns up.
You do? I wish I was more like you.
Not everyone has the gift. I was born clairsentient, clairvoyant, and clairaudient. I have been talking to the other side since I was young. While I was in trance, I got a message for you from your guide.
I have a guide?
Of course, we all do.
How come I've never heard from him or her before?
Because you have not tuned in, but they have been waiting patiently.
Oh, I hope they're not upset.
Oh, don't worry. In the spirit world, time has a different meaning, and people don't get upset like they do down here in the earth plane.
They certainly seem more advanced then.
They are. We are here for a brief time to learn our soul lessons and then evolve.
Rather like school.
Yes, rather more soul school in this lifetime.
What happens if you don't learn your lessons?
You get to repeat them. Only next time you may reincarnate into another person. Lesson may be harder.
So you actually believe in reincarnation?
Oh, yes. I have visited my past lives. And you have got plenty too. You have been here quite a few times.
Well, maybe I was more decisive in the past life than I am in this one.
What is your dilemma?
I'm going for a Hollywood retro theme for my show. I couldn't get the idea out of my mind at first, yet now I'm really stuck about how to introduce it.
In your past life, you were a famous actor in Hollywood.
Oh, who?
Not totally clear. I have not tuned in enough. More urgent is your spirit guide, Dorothy.
Dorothy Tanner?
No, a different Dorothy. I haven't got her surname. She has a lot of insistent messages for you.
Oh, like what?
She says you are definitely on the right track. Oh. Keep a notebook with you at all times. You will receive nudges. Oh, and pay attention to your dreams.
I don't really dream. And if I do, I never remember them.
She says you will get a lot of downloads from her. They are trying their very best to communicate with you.
Others?
Yes. You have other guides, and some of them are deceased relatives.
Good Lord, not sure I want to hear from all of them.
Dorothy is the main one coming forward. She's very smartly dressed. Fox furs. Couldn't wear those nowadays.
No, not unless you risk having paint thrown all over you.
Ah, I have a message for Caroline too. I'll let her know.
Fascinating. I never realised there was another side and so communicative.
They try to communicate. Most people like you don't bother with it. Now, if you don't mind, I need to channel my preparation for next week.
Of course. Please do. And thank you, Emerald. This has been really helpful.
Clayton is talking with Caroline Duncan and Preeta, the newly appointed diversity and inclusion specialist. So, these are the main stories going out tomorrow. We have the vaccine rollout, Freedom Day, the G7 summit, you know, the Harry and Meghan story.
All headline grabbers, good.
Clayton, they're very condensed, not a lot of detail.
People these days don't want details, Duncan. Just the headlines, the gist.
So, scanning these stories, we need to change some of the vocabulary and tone from a D&I lens.
What? Could you be more precise?
Well, look at the picture you're running about the G7 summit.
Have Carrie Simmons and Jill Biden playing with Baby Wolf in the Carbis Bay. What's the problem with that?
Well, it reinforces a stereotypical norm of a cisgender woman as children's primary caregivers.
Cisgender? Cisgender? What the hell is that?
That means women.
Otherwise known as AFAB, assigned female at birth.
Biological women are not cisgender. They're women, since Adam and Eve.
Clayton, this is becoming mainstream terminology now.
In D&I think tanks and student unions, maybe. But do you really think our viewers will mind a picture of two women with a baby?
It's what they represent that counts.
What, that women like to be with their babies?
Look, I'm here to advise and best practice D&I, not make editorial decisions. That is up to you.
And me?
Of course, Caroline.
Preeta, is there anything else that you think is problematic with these photos or stories?
Yes, look, see all the G7 females looking at the baby and then another with all the males together.
And what? I suppose that reinforces the patriarchy?
I'm so glad you caught that implication.
Caroline, listen, I really appreciate your decision to make sure we don't run a lawsuit. Yet if everything is going to get scrutinised in this manner, frankly, we won't be able to report anything.
Rita's role is to point out things that may be considered problematic. We will make the decisions about what's broadcasted according to our own discretion.
I have to say she's a point about the framing of these photos.
This is the real world, Duncan. Get a grip. I'm going to get a coffee.
To be fair, Clayton is not familiar with much of what priests recommend.
Oh, I think he is. He just doesn't agree.
Well, do you?
Life goes through many trends, Brita. I see this as another one of those.
But it's more than a trend.
Well, perhaps. Inclusivity needs to be one of our values at Rise and Shine.
Noted. I do think, Caroline, it is important that we grow an awareness.
Exactly. And now we have Brita to help us ensure that our awareness is on the right legal track.
But fundamentally, it starts at the top. With leadership and role modelling.
My leadership, combined with your counsel and mentoring, I'm sure we can make our environment culturally sensitive and language appropriate.
It's not just about choosing the right words, it's about behaviour and the micro-behaviour exhibited.
I'm so sorry, Preeta. Listen, worthy as this discussion is, we're launching tomorrow. Can we revisit this discussion another time?
Very well. But remember, lip service is not enough. You need to be and act the part.
Duncan, can you keep that woman out of Clayton's way as much as you can? Make sure you're present during these D&I consultations to avoid unnecessary clashes.
I'll do my best, but I'll have to learn to work together, Caroline.
Oh, how? They're on different planets.
Actually, I wonder if I should organise some external training on unconscious bias for us.
Oh, did she suggest that?
Perhaps, but it's not a bad idea.
Look, I just want to avoid our editor walking out on us.
Caroline, changing the subject. I do need to talk to you about Ballantyne.
Valentine, do I need to be concerned?
Well, he does not appear ready for tomorrow.
No. What seems to be the problem?
He seemed stuck when I saw him earlier.
Oh, stuck? Oh, Lord, give me patience. Well, can we introduce him on day two instead?
Yes, we can get a little more time to the human interest stories that Clayton has, as long as Preeta thinks they're appropriate.
Look, we've got no time for Preeta's interventions right now, worthy as they may be. Let's take Ballantyne out of the lineup.
That won't be necessary. The Ballantyne show is ready.
Ballantyne, that is encouraging.
I have a wonderful show lined up. We don't need any props for the first one. Just some old film footage that I've sourced already.
Good. And I love your outfit, Ballantyne. Very Fred Astaire. I love the top and tails. Dina's handiwork?
Dina did find this for me. My problem was not the costume, though. It was my brain was not cooperating about how to introduce my vision to the viewers.
And brain-wise, you are now sorted?
Brilliantly switched on. I'll show you what we've planned. You see, we first have to enchant and educate our viewers to the architectural splendours of the era.
How do we do that?
I want to broadcast some of the future shows on location.
Oh, you mean like Hollywood?
Now that is an idea. Although I thought we could start with the Savoy and also Eltham Palace.
Never heard of it.
One of the finest Art Deco buildings in the UK.
Well, I may be able to get us into the Savoy. Eltham Palace may be a little trickier. Now, if you will excuse me, gentlemen.
I'm so pleased to hear that you turned things around, Ballantyne. What changed?
Let's just say I had a little divine inspiration.
Really? Maybe you can tell me all about it over a drink sometime.
Time, yes. It's all about time and which time we lived in.
Time travel? Intrigued.
When you open your mind to the universe, miracles happen.
Wherever you got your inspiration from, it's working.
Mm-hmm.